Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, and Lindsay, please continue with your analysis of the China factor here.
Well, Rick, the China issue is so drastic. I hope the average American realizes just what we are facing here. China has lost $3.4 billion from exchange rate movement of the American dollar. They are getting desperate to get rid of the American paper, which they hold, and the currency reserves. They have established this organization, or within the China bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. They've established SAFE, S-A-F-E, State Administration of Foreign Exchange. They are dumping American dollars just as fast as they can get rid of them. So the Congress of America, just within the past 2 weeks, placed a tariff on paper products coming into America from China. As a result, China immediately reacted by dumping millions, I guess actually billions, of dollars, T-bills that they are holding of the United States, of our Federal Reserve. It literally plummeted the dollar. And some of you noticed just a few days ago how the dollar took a nosedive just overnight. It was because China dumped so many T-bills on the world market and said, we're dumping more dollars.
As I understand it, they have like 75% of the $1.1 trillion you alluded to in foreign reserves is in the U.S. dollar-denominated tangible assets here in the United States, and about $350 billion of that is in Treasury notes or agencies. Isn't that the case?
Yes, that is the case. And when now that China is dumping this, imagine the American dollar is not wanted anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The world is not buying the issues of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
We have a $9 trillion national debt. Somebody must buy that debt, and it's bought by foreign companies. Japan, China, Southeast Asia, all over the world, nations have bought our paper. That's the only thing that pays for our national debt of $9 trillion and the interest on that debt. Now, when no longer these nations want the American dollar, what happens to the dollar? There's nobody to buy our debt. Nobody to pay off the national pork that Congress continues to spend. And as a result, the dollar goes through the floor, plummets, and we could have, you know, when I look back at Homeland Security and what I related a moment ago that happened in Seattle just within the past few days, I realize that basically what they're talking about, we could have a bank holiday if these nations all of a sudden decided they wanted us to have to do it.
Another presidential emergency, huh?
Oh, positively. It could easily happen. So, Rick, let me urge people if I can. Now, I know some of you have already gotten some of my DVDs in the past. This one is new, just done within the past few days, finished it up. A DVD on the North American Union. You see Lou Dobbs of CNN News, not just Lindsey Williams out there trying to say something as a person who holds little meetings. Lou Dobbs covers the entire nation on any given day. You hear them talk about the issue of a new currency in the United States of America. It is going to happen because the present currency is going to collapse. The dollar is projected to diminish by 30% in the coming year. The least little bobble and the dollar could collapse. And when it does, the American public is going to be left with bank closures, foreclosures, and on and on and on we go. All of this, I would urge you, please get this new DVD. Now, here's my offer. When you purchase my original 4-DVD set, I'm giving you 3 DVDs free of charge. I just keep on adding another one.
All right, Lindsay, we've got the break again. Tell people right now, get your papers, your pens out, and get ready to write down the number, all right? When we come back, Lindsay will make that offer and give you the number. Stay tuned for more, and we'll take calls shortly right here on rbnlive.com. Rick Adams, stay tuned, 1-800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we're back now on Republic. Rick Adams with you, Lindsay Williams. I think people are getting papers and pencils and pens ready, Lindsay. So you give us that offer, the phone number to call.
Rick, 12 and one half hours of DVD viewing.
Mm-hmm.
This new one is so new, I even in my mind have to think about it. Remember, last time I was on your program, I said 12 hours of DVD viewing. I have given this new DVD, 30 minutes, 12 and one half hours of DVD viewing, new digital DVD quality. Every issue imaginable is covered. I will give you a copy of two of my books as a gift. Three of the DVDs are free of charge. You only purchase four. I give you three as a gift. I give you both of my books, The Energy Non-Crisis and You Can Live. There are operators standing by yet even tonight. You can call if you wish to get them. And this new DVD alone is worth the price of the whole set, but I'm giving it to you as a gift because you must know about the North American Union and what Lou Dobbs has to say on CNN News and others. Now, 800-321-2900. And when you call, please ask for a free catalog. Not of my materials, but everything that you would ever need in case of a disaster. I mean, anything, whether it be water storage, whether it be food storage, whether it be whatever it may be, if you'd like a catalog of every imaginable thing that you could possibly need, as Homeland Security said in Seattle the other day, they said, we do not have the resources. People must provide for themselves. We will secure the county. You won't get out. Ask for that free catalog of every imaginable item that you possibly could need for your home to prepare for the issues that are before you. And then, of course, my DVDs, and the number is 800-321-2900.
All right. And, you know, I'm thinking about some of the things that we've been told, and, you know, with regard to the country and regard to our nation particularly, and how it is happening pretty quickly now. The pace has picked up tremendously. I would say in the last, just the last 6 years or so of this administration, there has been more damage done to America than in the previous 20 years. And I think that that says something about us. It says something about how just how dangerous a scenario we have in world affairs, what's happening to America, what's taking place. And yet we have guys, think of this now, Lindsay, we have guys like John McCain, who, as you know, spent a number of years in a prisoner of war camp, and what was done to him, we can only imagine. But we know today that his mind is totally and completely gone as far as any ability to think rationally. This man wants to be president, just like George Bush is president. He just recently strolled through the streets of Baghdad and made the incredible statement, Lindsay, that it was a safe place to be. I mean, there were 100 soldiers with him, 3 Black Hawk helicopters and 2 Apache gunships, and this man says or implies that it's perfectly safe to walk the streets of Baghdad. This is the kind of nonsense that we're being fed on a daily basis, and it's no wonder that the media are having a field day protecting George Bush and the globalists. They're not at war with the Bush administration. They're actually in collusion with the Bush administration, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and it appears that it may be Bush and Clinton all over again.
I know exactly what you mean. All right. All right. As soon as we get clearance here from our producer, Tom, we will take some calls at 1-800-313-9443. And we will do that in a moment. Let's start right now. How about right now, Lindsay? Are you ready for some phone calls?
I think we definitely need some phone calls and let people express themselves.
All right. Let's start off with Larry in Florida. Hello, Larry. You're on with Lindsay Williams. That's you, Larry. Speak up, brother. Are you there, Larry? I know you're there. I can hear you breathing. I hope you're still breathing. Okay, Larry, come on.
Oh, that's better.
There you go. All right, we got you all cleared up now. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I personally, I believe that the American public is so far behind the curve, and we're running out of time, that I think, you know, you're not going to wake up nearly enough people to make any kind of a difference. You know, I was surprised the first time I heard you, Rick, pretty much advocate a military coup d'etat in this country. I was kind of surprised, you know, but, you know, that is like the only hope. You know, that's what I think now after hearing you talk about it. Another thing I want to touch on is I sat through 2 major hurricanes. I was caught in my own home in Charlotte County, Florida, by Hurricane Charlie, which pretty much destroyed the town. I was without electricity for 5 weeks. And then 2 years later, it was my terrible bad luck to be stuck with a broken down car in Louisiana in the path of Hurricane Katrina. And I sat through that. And what was worse was the aftermath. When I finally got my car running, I was trying to get back home to Florida. Well, there were the two different, completely different situations. One in Charlotte County, Florida, everybody was real cooperative. Everybody was real patient. We got through this. We got through this disaster really nicely down in Charlotte County. And in southern Louisiana and southern Mississippi, where I was trying to get home after the Katrina, the day after Katrina, or several days after Katrina, it was like Mad Max. It was just crazy. It was roving mobs. I thought I was going to have to shoot somebody, but just to get, you know, just to survive to get home.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the big difference is, Charlotte County, Florida, is about 98% white, retired, middle-class retirees. So everybody was just, you know, real mellow about everything. There was no looting at all down here. There was no rioting, no anything down in Charlotte County. But of course, in southern Mississippi, it's about 90% black, and those people were going nuts, and they were scaring me half to death. And I was glad I was armed. I actually had to pull a gun on one group
right.
of guys.
I understand all of that, Larry. But what is the point for Lindsay? Because we have other callers.
Okay, the point is, it's too late to change the course we're on. As far as the general public is concerned, and we need to start thinking more about pure survivalism, stocking up with whatever food and things that we need. Getting really, solar power in our houses or whatever that kind of survival thing is where we need to be, going.
Right.
Because
okay.
It's going to turn into a Mad Max world.
Yeah,
I
think I just said that, and you're echoing my sentiments as well. It's common sense. Thank you very much, Larry, for that call. Lindsay, any reaction to what he's just saying?
Yes, every person should prepare for themselves. That's exactly what Homeland Security said in Seattle.
All right, and that means preparing with a whole slew of things, including weaponry, including food, including water, including generators, obviously, if that's possible. And those are common sense things to do in any emergency, you see? And that's what people should be doing. I know that you and I have talked about it on the program before, Lindsay, and I mean, let's face it, that is just basic common sense stuff to do. People are assuming that there's going to be a regular business tomorrow. The stores will be open. We'll have a storm or something, but once the flooding subsides, it'll be business as usual. They have to prepare to expect the unexpected, as the scriptures tell us, and ultimately, that's the only solution, is getting right into the scriptures. But in the meantime, we know on a physical level what we have to do, Lindsay. And I think that's some good advice.
While they're preparing, by all means, prepare for the collapse of the American dollar. It's imminent. Even Ron Paul admitted that when he and I were together in Cancun, Mexico. He said it is going to happen at some point. When? He said, I'm not quite sure. Prepare for the fact that you may not have the American dollar as you have it today.
Mm-hmm. Very true. All right, we're up against the break, and I don't know if we should start another call now or not. What is the name of the next caller, Tom? Barney? All right, let's see if we can squeeze Barney in. Hi, Barney. You're on with Lindsay Williams.
Hello. You with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, instead of waiting for the one world to take us down gradually, we need a crisis that they don't control. And this trucking strike that's coming up, mm-hmm. everybody should make an effort to help them out.
Yes.
But whether they're in automobiles or pickup trucks or anything, because you get out on the road nearest them or in the beltway mm-hmm. and impede the traffic.
All right. Well, that's pretty direct, Lindsay, isn't it?
Yes, they definitely need to, because our truckers are at stake.
And it's not just them. I mean, when the truckers are gone, you know what's happening to us. We're next. Okay, Barney. Thank you. Good, short and brief. All right, we'll be back with more. And you can dial us right now. There's a line available for you to get through to Lindsay Williams, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We're sounding the alarm. Be right back. boom, 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 boom. Oy. All right, now I can hear you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back. We're back now with Lindsay Williams, and we start off with the energy non-crisis. Now we're talking about the economic crises, the dollar crises, the North American Union, all of that, Lindsay, and it's all gelling together, as you know. Let's see if we can take another call right now. Ron in Minnesota for Lindsay. Hello, Ron. Hi, Ron. Can you hear me, Ron? You must be listening on a delay. Come to the phone quickly. All right, I hear him, but he's not coming to the phone. Okay, let's put him on hold, and let's take Joe in Texas next. Hello, Joe. You are next, Joe, on the air.
Rick, man, I appreciate your show, man. And, God, man, it's like every night you come on, you got everything, man, I think about. But Lindsay.
Yes.
Sir, I had some family come up today from California, And I heard you earlier say about the way gasoline is going up, and I will confirm what you said earlier. They told me, I asked them just out of curiosity, I said, you know, how much y'all paying for a gallon of gas? And they told me like $3.50, $3.60 in California. And, I mean, it confirms what you're saying. It confirms everything that I have heard on Rick's show. And, you know, I'm glad I have not seen your DVDs yet. And I'm glad that you're getting them out there, Lindsay. And it's like, what I would like to know and ask you is, you know, we listen to people like, you know, spirit-filled, God-filling people like Rick and several other people, man, that are out here giving the word. And I will say he is definitely the, from what I've heard, I've listened to him for a month, the Paul Revere. And I just would like to know, like, you know, what is, you know, what is your feeling and your opinion and belief? I mean, are we headed, I mean, do you believe that we're going to a civil war scenario? And
are you asking Lindsay his personal opinion?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let him respond to that then, Joe.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
Hey, thank you. Lindsay?
Joe, we are seeing an awakening in America. Back in the early and mid-'80s, I was speaking all over the country day after day. And then there was a lull of about 10 to 15 years when people said, oh, so what? It's wakening again. It is amazing what's happening with the number of people that are waking up and listening. Rick's show, Republic Broadcasting, others that are doing such a marvelous job across the country. There's one thing that the power elite fear more than anything else in this world, and that is an awakening of the middle class and learning the issues. That's the one thing they can't stand. Everything else they can take, that they can't. I'm just hoping that there's going to be such an awakening. These truckers, they're waking up in 45 days from now. They say we're going to surround every Capitol building in the 48 states. I hope they do and scare the daylights out of the politicians and the international financiers.
That's my feeling as well, Lindsay. And Joe, are you still there? All right, I think he dropped off. Joe, if you can, definitely order the DVDs and order the package that Lindsay is preparing tonight, because you can share them not just with your family and friends who may be doubting Thomas's still, but you can put them to use on television. You can get them out in the media through your local cable access programs. And this is the way that we are circumventing the controlled mass media. I mean, that is the only way, and that is the way right now of getting the word out. That and radio and the Internet. So you can do all three, but definitely take advantage of the offer. And we're going to repeat it again. Those of you who still haven't gotten a pencil and a paper, after the break when we come back, I definitely want you to get the number, because if you want to have solid documented information, and Lindsay provides that in his video presentations as well as his books, then you will have it in this package. And if you don't have it, then you cannot persuade people to what's going on. And you know, Lindsay, I relate the story of how I talk to people and ask them, do you know the United States will no longer exist in 2010? And they look at me, roll their eyes, and they say, no, and I don't believe it. I said, well, have you heard of the North American Union? No. Have you heard of NAFTA? No. Have you heard of WTO? No. Have you heard of the superhighway? No. Have you heard of security and prosperity? No. I said, well, you're in the dark. You better get prepared. And, you know, they can't believe it. That why is it we haven't heard this on Tom Brokaw, on Peter Jennings' program, because he's not with us anymore, on Katie Couric, on any of these other programs on the mainstream media? And I told them, because they're all bought and paid for. We'll be right back with you, Lindsay Williams. More calls just ahead for you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back now. We're back. We only have this final half hour of the program, and I'm very appreciative of the people that do call, and we appreciate new callers as well. And certainly if you're a new caller, we'll put you to the head of the class. But what we're talking about tonight is very shocking. I know, Lindsay, that a lot of people are just frightened. A lot of people listening right now are frightened by what they hear, because it seems as if everything is quiet right now. A crisis in the Persian Gulf temporarily has been averted, but you know darn right well the powers that be are going to do it whenever they can feel confident they can get away with it. We are ruled by an elite, conspiratorial, megalomaniacal group of people who care nothing about human life, care nothing about America's dying soldiers, men and women in combat, care nothing about our economy, care nothing about us. And this is the kind of elite that we have ruling this country. Now, I know the Lord has put in power satanic people. We're told that in the Bible, to chastise this nation for her sins. And having said that, we must repent as a nation. I believe the key to all of this is turning away from what we have done and turning back to Him. And that, I know you can say an amen to that, Lindsay.
Rick, if I could summarize everything that we've talked about tonight in just one or two phrases, I would say set your spiritual house in order. If I could offer any suggestion to anyone out there, barring taking care of food supplies, water, anything else imaginable, generators, you know, whatever it may be, the first and foremost, most important of all, set your spiritual house in order. Jesus Christ died for you. His blood can wash away your sins. Be born again. Know that your house is spiritually on the solid rock and not on the sinking sand. When times get difficult, there were no riots back in the days of the Great Depression. It took place in 1929. It was 1933. There were soup lines in New York City. There was no such thing as people rioting back in those days like they did after Katrina in New Orleans. Why? Because there was a Christian atmosphere in the nation back in those days. The Bibles were still in the public school system and honored in government.
That's right.
If you set your spiritual house in order, you will be able to stand when the storm comes, whether it be the devaluation of the dollar, the collapse of our currency, whether it be some disaster in America. You see, when that house is set right spiritually, everything else, you'll be able to stand it and stay together as a family. Set your spiritual house in order immediately. Read God's Word and let it be the most important thing in life.
Amen. All right, let's take some more calls right now, and we'll take Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Joe.
Lindsay, I see the money supply in the whole world at the point of failure. Much like Joseph in Egypt, when there was a failing of the food and the crops, and of course that was the equivalent to the money supply of today. I think that this will only last a short time, however, because in a very short time after this failure, it will be healed, I believe, by the sons of Cain, and presented as a gift to their father, Satan. He's coming as a savior. And at that time, Satan will not want the people to die, but he will want them to worship him. So he's going to change his role. And then after that, I see the weather being used by the Father to destroy the enemy that we are having such a tough time doing on our own. But the Father will use the weather as his instruments. I'd like to quote from Job chapter 38 and verse 22. Hast thou entered into the treasures of snow, and hast thou seen the treasures of hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? You see, the Father controls the weather to the nth degree. And even now, if you look closely, there's strange things happening with jet streams and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the time is nearing.
Yes.
This will build up more. You'll see these things build up more to the point where actually 100 to 180 pound hailstones, which are mentioned in Revelation 16:21, are produced. So that has to be some kind of weather changes to produce that kind of hailstone. And I think that we have to make sure that the priorities are in order. As Jesus said in Matthew 24 and Mark 13, when you hear of wars and rumors of war, be not troubled, for such things must need be, but the end is not yet.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we hear of the wars and rumors of war, which we're hearing now, the end is not yet. But when world peace breaks out, Johnny on the spot's here as Savior,
mm-hmm.
that's when the end is near, when world peace breaks out.
All right. Okay. Lindsay, did you have any response to Joe, what Joe has quoted from the scriptures?
Joe, I am so glad that you've read the last chapter. And, of course, the Word of God is always the last word. You are exactly right. God's Word says what's going to happen. And I like to quote the scripture at this point. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death. No, quite to the contrary. It says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I'm so glad, Joe, that you have read the truth, the last chapter. You know what's going to take place in the end. So as a result, you can have peace in a time like we're living in today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Amen. Thank you, Joe, for your call and your great exegesis right from the scriptures. A program like this really wouldn't be complete, I don't think, without going right to the scriptures as the source. All right, Mark in Wisconsin is next on the program. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Hi, Mark.
Excellent show. As you know, Rick, I've been studying the situation for probably close to 3 years now, and I just recently ran into a video called The Money Masters, and it's on Google, and it really connects a lot of dots for me.
Good.
And I highly recommend it. I wondered if Lindsay saw it.
Yes, I have seen that. I was very impressed by it, and I'm so glad that you recommended it, and I likewise would recommend it to every person out there. It is outstanding.
All right, great. And I wanted to comment on that trucker strike, too.
Yes.
I think every ordinary citizen should get involved with this, because this is one of the rare chances, Rick, that we have to make them react. I mean, so often we spend all our time reacting to their shenanigans.
Right, right.
And anything to throw them off center is A-OK. I mean, that's probably the best thing we can do. Plus, it's a great cause. I mean, this is where the North American Trade Union starts, right?
Absolutely. Being proactive, as you point out, is turning the tables on them. And these truckers mean business, and you don't mess with them. You don't mess with the truckers. When you're dealing with these guys, you're dealing with the heart and soul of America. These are the people that bring to market the very foods that people consume, the very products they need. And without them, we're cooked.
That's right. In France, the truckers shut down the whole country for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I had one other small point. I just wanted to point this
out.
Today I ran into a $5 bill, and it had a very uninteresting website stamped on it.
Uh-huh.
But if it said RBN, that would be great.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the encouragement, Mark. All right. Lindsay, you know, Mark has been a longtime listener and longtime caller. And, you know, he brings us the kind of encouragement and rightful thinking that we need, you know. We still must be proactive. We don't just sit in our rocking chairs here and just bemoan what's going on around us. We have a moral obligation to our nation, to God, to our families, to stand up and be watchmen on the wall.
And as Joe said, now is the opportunity for people to do something about it. You can take action with the truckers of America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 1-800-313-9443. And let's take Bob now in Missouri. I think Bob is on. Hello, Bob. You're on the program.
Yeah, I think what might put a scare in these tyrants we got up there is the legalization of hemp, as in rope, you know?
Oh,
that's
I know.
That's the first step. Okay. They'll know what they'll be. Definitely know what's going on.
I see.
But I got a couple things. It's kind of hard for me to believe that Ron Paul didn't know anything about this union between.
Hmm.
You know, I'm sure they get all kinds of emails and stuff from people. There's all kinds of people.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
So how can they not know this? That just strikes me as very.
Well, I don't know about all of them, but with regard to Ron Paul, he should know, and yet many of the others didn't know. At least they say they didn't know.
I don't believe it.
And I wonder, because we talked about this on the program before. Many of these congressmen knew, and they were just flat out lying, because they're in the pay. I mean, they're in the pockets of these globalists. Lindsay, don't you think so?
Yes, they very definitely are. Now, understand that this was 3 months ago, just a little over 3 months ago, when Ron Paul and I were together. He definitely knows the issues today and was on Lou Dobbs and was interviewed concerning the North American Union and spoke out very definitely about it. So he knows the issues now.
Well, okay. A couple things. If they don't know, then they should be kicked out of Congress. If they do know, then mm-hmm. use that hemp rope on them.
All right.
That's one point there. Next point is, mm-hmm. you're talking about, there could be, one of your callers talking about a revolution. Was it not true that during the Civil War, the North brought in all kind of Hessian soldiers? The South thought they were being invaded by a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a possibility right now? I got one more point to make after that, because they know they're not going to be able to do it on their own. They're going to have to bring foreign troops in this country.
They've already done that.
What I'd be interested in is where they're at right now. And because they're an enemy. We know that they brought Mexicans in there, Mexican troops in New Orleans when that went on, and that's treason to let them
mm-hmm.
in here, number one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I'd like to know where these troops are, okay, number one, because they're going to be on the hit list when anything goes down. But the final point being is, okay, we're going to take care of this. I'm not afraid of this situation at all. I think it's like Satan. Christ has talked about that before. Like Satan, when he knows his time is coming, tries to do as much mischief as possible, and that's what's going on right now. They're scared. You know, I'm not worth, you know, there might be some troubles coming up, but it's for them. It's going to be mainly on their head.
Well, Lindsay, now you know about the foreign troops. I know about the foreign troops. What if people told you personally that are in the know regarding the stationing of Red Chinese, for instance, Russian, Mexican, and other nationals, even Israeli troops here in the United States that could be called upon at a moment's notice to restore order?
I had a report from Louisiana recently of a very reputable person. I know them personally. I know they would not have a reason to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And they said positively the foreign troops had been seen there. Other parts of the country, I have heard that it's so, but from reputable sources, I don't necessarily know. I think they probably are here. And who knows what is going to come in these trucks that come across the border from Mexico. Now, let's just be realistic for a moment or two. Here they've built this huge port down in Mexico, where things from all over the world can be brought in instead of bringing them into L.A. or San Francisco or Seattle, and all of a sudden these massive amount of trucks are going to flood the highways across America and are not even having to abide by the same rules that the American truck driver abides by. I understand they may not even have to cross the weigh stations whatsoever. Everything is approved down there. Can you imagine what these trucks are going to be bringing into America?
Well, you know, when I first saw that thing, and I thought it was the enemy, whether it be China or whoever, whatever group, could be someone like China, and they're going to divide the country in half, okay? So it's war, but what the point is, you know, there ought to be some link between people to see where there are foreign troops in this country, and if they are, I'd be ready to take them out right at a moment's notice, number one. But after that happens, because this is going to happen, I'm not worried about our country's future. I think we're coming into a golden age, because this has been going on since the Civil War. These same guys that are doing this right now did it back in the Civil War. It's exact. They're the ones that did it. And there's no ifs and buts. They came from Cologne, Germany, and they were in the same club, the Club of Cologne, with Karl Marx Levy. Now, because they are coming down, there's no ifs and buts about it. They know what's coming, and everybody else is going to realize that soon. But once that happens, how long would it take for us to get our oil fields going? Because we've got a ton of oil in this country. So we're not going to be dependent, so they're not going to have that noose around our neck called the Middle East. How long would it take for us to get the oil fields going in this country?
We'll let Lindsay answer that.
One thing, you're not coming in right now. You know, for the first hour you were, Rick, but now you're not coming in. What's going on? You're in a different station right now or what?
We do change frequencies, I believe.
What's your frequency right now?
I don't know. I'm not even sure. I'm not on that technical end, but you might want to play around with your short wave.
Okay. Now, what was the number you were going to give out for listening?
All right, we'll do that off the air, okay?
But I won't hear it because I can't hear you on the radio now.
Okay, well, stay on the line because my producer wants to. Maybe he can help you out, and we'll give you the number. All right,
okay.
Do that. Lindsay, why don't you take this time before this final break to do that and give that packet again and the number before we have to take a break, all right?
12.5 hours of quality digital DVD viewing. My two books, Energy Non-Crisis and You Can Live, as a gift. Three of the DVDs are a gift when you just buy my original packet. Operators are standing by right now. You can use your credit cards. The number is toll-free, 800-321-2000. 800-259-2900 and ask them also for a free catalog, free of charge, a complete catalog of things that might help you prepare in light of all of these things. And again, operators are standing by tonight. I ask them to be there. 800-321-2900. Just call and at least ask about all of this so you'll know what is available.
Absolutely. Okay, that's great. And let's see if we can just take a quick break in a minute here, and then we'll be back with only 5 minutes to go to wrap up. So if we have any final last-minute questions from our audience about what we're talking about, you better get on the line very quickly right now. And the number is 1-800-313-9443. Maybe we can squeeze in Marty quickly. Marty from New York. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, Marty. Quick question.
Quick one. A couple weeks ago, Bush gave North Korea billions of barrels of oil. And within a couple days, our price at the pump went up like 20 cents a gallon. Are we paying for that oil?
All right. Good question. We'll answer that when we come back. Stay with us. Thank you. We'll be back. Lindsay, you can answer that question about the North Korean deal. We'll be right back in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, Lindsay, did you hear the question from our caller in New York, and what is your response to what he just said about North Korean oil deal?
Yes, Rick, there is as much crude oil on the north slope of Alaska, as upon the Arctic Ocean, as there is in Saudi Arabia. If that oil were allowed to be brought to the refineries of America, we could have gasoline less than $1.50 a gallon within 9 months. The governor of the state of Alaska was on the Bill Maher TV show entitled Real Time, and I'm going to quote what he said. He said, there is potentially enough crude oil on the north slope of Alaska to last the United States of America for 200 years. Our president knows this. On the other hand, they want the price where his cronies want it to go. There is no doubt that he would give this to North Korea. I mean, we are in a state of literally subversion of our government, our society, by people who care nothing about the American people.
All right. Okay, let's move along now. We don't have much time, but we do have time for Richie in Louisiana. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Rick and Lindsay. I'm trying to get my spiritual house in order in the middle of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And wanted to ask you, Lindsay, your opinion on those of us with meager funds in the bank to pay our bills. Would you suggest getting your cash out of there and changing that into gold or silver, or having some amount of Federal Reserve notes on hand, or what would be a good strategy for that?
It is projected by those in the know that the dollar will devalue by at least 30% in the next 12 months' time. There is positively no way that your money is going to be worth as much now, a year from now, as it is right now. There is one thing for sure, though. Just within the past 2 weeks that I was on speaking tour, when I came back, I checked on the price of gold. It had gone up $19 an ounce. I was utterly amazed what's taking place. So you be the judge. I think you can readily see that anyone who holds it in cash is in jeopardy today.
So probably just keep the few dollars you need to send off to the gas and light company, maybe pay your bills that way, but take the cash out of the bank and convert that into gold or silver?
Since I'm not a financial advisor, I cannot advise you what to do along that line, but just look and see what gold's doing, look and see what they're projecting for the dollar, look at how much the dollar has lost its value just within the past 7 days. Mm-hmm. It is almost unbelievable.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick. Great show. Hey. We'll be listening, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you,
bye-bye.
Richie from Louisiana. And, Lindsay, we're just about out of time. Time has flown once again, and I appreciate your updates from week to week. We'll have you back again very soon in the month of April if you're around. But I know you're traveling, and you're a busy guy, and thank God that you're able to come to us and give us your knowledge and what you've heard. So once again, that number people can call is 1-800-321-2900. Right, Lindsay?
Yes, Rick, and I am never too busy for your program. I just
thank
want
you.
To thank you for the privilege of allowing me to give some of the insights as to what I'm seeing around the country. God bless you. Keep up the great work. You definitely are the Paul Revere of this day.
Well, appreciate that, Lindsay, and we're very thankful for your stewardship. Amen. God bless you, too, and we'll speak again. Good night now. All right, Lindsay, and well, that's it. We're out of time. What a sobering program, huh? Every night. Tomorrow night, back again with another surprise program. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Keep it set here at Republic Broadcasting Network. And Mr. Whalen will be coming up next, Frank Whalen's program. And you just stay tuned to RBNLive.com. Support us with your prayers and your offerings. Rick Adams, good night, everyone. It's true.